Nancy, we're rolling.
All right, we are hooking us up. We're getting ready to
record. And I know you can hear me clearer now.
So I'm going to hook up Temple first. Now, this looks a little weird, but it's still cute.
You can put it in my neckline. I don't know if you guys know what's happening, but my dearest loving partner, Nancy Martinez, and I, one half of the Over Enthusiasts, and I, Temple Jackson, are here together for the first time in person in Washington, D.C. at my home. Nancy and I drank and danced around House Speaker's home last night.
Does that feel right?
Well, it feels right to me if it fits.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it like closer to your mouth.
Do you want to just put it on my neck?
How's that?
Do it.
Oh, yeah.
Just do what you have to do. Yeah?
All right. We're like really fuzzy and stuff. So, hi everyone.
Hello everybody. We are
the Over
Enthusiasts. What do we have to do? What did I say? We have to look each other in the eye. Why, Nancy?
Because if not, it's 7 years of bad sex.
And some of us are already having 7 years of no sex.
But you get to guess who. You can guess who.
Oh, man. Yes, it's so good to be here.
Absolutely.
Man, guys, we are at Belga. It's a Belgian restaurant in Washington, D.C. I know my homegirl, Cinnamon Spice, Cinnamon from Driven Spice, who is living in Lisbon, who is just a beautiful lady. She's from here. She's from my home in D.C., and I know Cinnamon knows what Belga is, so we're going to make a toast to Cinnamon, Driven Spice. Remember I sent you her video? She makes just some beautiful videos. I also make a few other shout-outs?
Of course.
Just people that are out there trying to make it happen. First and foremost, H&D Abroad. Here's to you. Who do you want to shout-out to?
Shout-out to all the people of the BIPOC community. So that's all of you and all of our enthusiasts, fellow enthusiasts, future enthusiasts, current enthusiasts, past enthusiasts, ancestral enthusiasts, all of y'all.
All of y'all.
All of y'all.
That's my shout-out. That's your shout-out. So for those of you who are tuning into us first time, we are the Over Enthusiasts. We are a collective BIPOC community that focus on the wellness and mental health healing of Black Indigenous people of color through the lens of expressive arts, dancing, singing, writing, acting, rapping, performing. Yeah, we believe that us Black and Brown people heal better by sharing the stories of our collective experience, strength, and hope. And so we are quirky. We are what else? Weird.
Weird. Y'all know, because if you know us, if you know me, and if you know this lady here, we're just a little
we're
quirky.
Weird. So, yes.
We're so excited to be here. This is my first time in, this is my first time in Washington after a few years, and I mean many years. I came here when I was 15 years old on a school trip. And all I remember is Hillary Clinton taking a picture. Y'all know.
Yeah.
Y'all who went to high school with me. And that was great, but this is even better because I have a friend. And we have a mission to give you all this message and this episode and just share our food virtually with you all. It's been great so far. I leave tomorrow, but it's been great. We had to pivot a few things. Initially, and shout out to Arnold Martinez. I know we said we would be
there. Let's give Arnold a big go on, girl.
Big shout out because you are doing amazing things. I DM'd him also just to let him know that we are proud of you for all that you're doing for mental health, wellness, and just giving a good vibe with your judgment-free Garifuna aerobics. We really wanted to be there. But my bus got delayed and it was just a hot mess and I wasn't going to get there in time. So then I had to pivot. I still made it to Washington. We didn't make it to the class, but we salute you, my brother. And we will be joining at some point somewhere, but you keep doing what you're doing. But that was one of our plans.
We were so sorry. We missed you. You know, this is that thing about our mental health and just the the way of the world and the times right yeah. now is the best laid plans, right?
Yeah.
So that's not the issue. The issue is being able to pivot.
Absolutely.
Being able to relinquish whatever we thought we had yes. to do, needed to do, and know that the divine always had a plan.
Yeah.
And it seems to Nancy and I that the divine just wanted us to get to know each other in the flesh and cut up tonight.
Right. And he was telling us to sit your ass down because it wasn't, you know, yeah. Can't push yourself to just keep going. Because it was like, I needed a pause and I had scheduled it, you know, hours before so that I could have the pause time. But the delay was like, you weren't going to have no pause. You would have like, so it wasn't going to work out. And so that was important. You know, practice what you preach. If we're saying slow down and then, but we're sitting here talking, oh my God, I got to go. That's not, no. You have to catch yourself and be like,
that's it.
Slow down. But yeah, slow that down. Was important. That was important to me.
We talked about in the car coming. So what we did, we had an interesting night last night, and Nancy actually witnessed me telling someone off, and that's super cool. Nancy saw like the other side where I had to check someone. But anyway, that was so great because that person actually apologized today, wrote an apology, and we were discussing this, that, you know, it's okay to have a messy moment. The real people are the ones that actually say, you know what, I was wrong. And from that, it opened my heart, you know, and it was just really nice. So I did have to check this person. And I mean, I checked them. It was like I shut it down. But they came and they apologized and took accountability. And it was beautiful. And I think, and that is another sister now that, you know, when some shit happens, it's like, hello, I'm here. So, yeah, but in the car coming over, we were talking about like this whole thing, best laid plans. And I said, you know, all of us really have to get to a place where we are ready to lower our expectations, but not our standards.
Mm-hmm.
We don't lower standards. But if you can't lower your expectations, you're going to constantly be disappointed.
Right. And I was ready to be like, no, she deserved it. And Tom was like, no, but she asked for grace. Therefore,
she did.
Who am I to not give to her? Which is, yes. But I think it's what you did was important too, right? Like, it's not so much. I don't want to use
it up for myself.
Correct. Because I don't want to use the word put people in their place. But look what you've done. You took up for yourself, and the person realized because you didn't come crazy.
I set a boundary.
You set a boundary.
I set a boundary, y'all.
But it's not like Temple went and was like, no, no, no. It was nothing like that. What I witnessed was like magical. Like, it's the way that like someone, instead of someone saying like, I'm mad at you, you say, no, 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 we're not doing that today. And then she humbled herself enough to say, Dan, I fucked up. And honestly, what I saw was kind of funny because I'm like, this person looked like she ran. It looked like she ran away, like after Temple. And you wouldn't have even known what was happening because I didn't hear you raise your voice or anything.
I never have to.
Mm-hmm. And all I saw was her scurry off. And I was like, Anyway, but
I was just like,
So much power in that.
Back up.
You don't need to raise your voice.
And even that was such an experience because I was trying to entertain Nancy and this, you know,
be a big hostess.
And then homegirl disturbed me. And I was like, excuse me, y'all, please continue to share the wine. Bitch, don't you dare.
Yeah, not in so many ways, but
But we're at my favorite hometown restaurant in Southeast DC, Belga. I gotta check my curls out,
I'm tanning, yes.
Oh,
I'm
no, we are literally getting
I'm gonna
the
get
full
some lipstick,
sun. Get your lipstick. And
a little rosy muffin.
So this has been really special to me because, you know, I never thought I could come back to DC because of some of the things that happened to me here. And some of you guys know that this whole thing with losing my home is not the beginning. Someone broke into my home 2.5 years ago in DC while I was sleeping. I woke up to them standing over my bed. And that was sort of like the ending. They're checking on us from Belga. You want to come say hi? Come on. Just a quick hi. Come on in here. Just say who you are, right? Just say hello. Just say hi. Come on over here and say hi. For our bird, just say hello.
Hi.
Say hello to the yoga enthusiasts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They have been amazing. Such an amazing staff. They're checking on us, making sure we're good. Because we were over enthusiasts and no one's sitting outside. Because it's a very windy day, by the way. But we were like, yeah, we want to sit outside. We want some sun. We want to, like, just, yeah. And they were like, really outside? And we're like, yeah.
And so, we have this whole chalet to ourselves.
Right.
Yeah. What are you going to say, little cute Nancy?
No, I was just going to say they've been checking on us. They've been really great. First of all, y'all don't know. Temple, I don't know if you're connected or what, but they,
people don't know
they
me.
Love her. First of all, they're not paid actors. They are not paid actors. They're coming in here. They're giving her hugs. They're like, oh, I haven't seen you. Last night we went to dinner, and they were like, oh, yes. They even took off. I think they took off, like, some stuff off
they
the
did.
Bill.
I
was like, yeah, no, because we just miss you so much. Because she'd been away, obviously, what she was saying. But that is cool, and I'm enjoying it. I'm absorbing. I'm taking it in. It's been, like, crazy. It's crazy good in the best way.
In the best way, you know.
Temple, you keep apologizing, like, oh, my God, sorry. You know, because she's got her own stuff going on. You've got your things and business you need to handle. But I'm like, you don't know that I'm an adjuster and I'm cool and we're going to take care of each other. Like, you don't need to. First, let this be a lesson. Your friend's coming over and you're feeling overwhelmed because you feel like you have to host. Oh, my God, my friend's in town. I have to. Let's not do that. We have to be understanding. And I tell Temple, we're not meeting today. She's like, come over at 10:30 a.m. blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no. You need to rest. We had a long night. She's tired. She needs to, like, chill out. So that's, like, what we...
That's Sergio in the background checking on us.
See, that's the second person came and checked in on us. We're lucky we're going to get the third person off. But, yeah, that's one of the things. I was like, don't worry about it. Like, I got you. I'm going to be okay. And now some of y'all are... No, let me not. I'm not judging. I'm just saying some people will say that and they don't mean it. Let's say it and mean it. Let's, like, let's be compassionate. Let's say it and mean it. No, for real.
Hey, y'all. Let's say it and mean it.
Because I really meant it. Like, she was overwhelmed, feeling like she had to, like, host for real. And I'm like, nah, I'll figure it out. Like, I'm cool. I want you to rest.
Yeah.
And then we'll catch up later.
Which is now, you guys. And so we're having our dinner. I don't know if we can, like, spin this around so we can show you guys the whole chalet.
Yeah, let's spin her.
Or we can do it later and add it. But, yeah, let's spin it around
so you can see.
I'm going to leave this in Nancy's capable hands. How about I do a little tour of the chalet?
Get it. Hey. Uh-huh.
Low. Oh, I'm 60, y'all.
Hey.
Ah, girl, get it. Ha, yeah.
Let's see if I can get low.
Oh. All right, y'all. So we're going to come back over those things. Come on now. We just having some fun.
All right,
y'all. We're coming back over to the camera. We just did a little dancing for you.
How you feeling? You all right?
I'm okay, but actually, I'm a little bit disappointed myself that I literally couldn't get back up. I went down, but couldn't get back up again.
You wasn't prepared. I think you could have if you, like, had stretched a little bit like myself.
No, I think the point is, this beautiful lady is 25 years younger than me, and she's going to help me live.
You did the math?
I did.
Oh, shit.
She's going to help me live 25 years longer. Because she is my sister that I never had, right?
Yeah, see my back now, girl. I gotta stretch. I have to stretch for real.
She said my back. Pause, Nancy. You really have to stretch. So Nancy is stretching. And then apparently I could get up. I could go down and have a hard time getting up again. She went up, got up again, but now her ass is over there stretching. See?
It's because, I didn't say it. I'm still on mic, but look. What it is, enthusiasts, fellow enthusiasts, future enthusiasts, all of you watching. No, for real. So this morning, now remember I told Temple, take your time, we'll meet later. But this morning I was over enthusiastic and I was just dancing in the hotel room.
Oh.
And so I still need a little stretching. But I still got it, y'all. Don't play like that.
Get on over here.
I still got it. Let me stretch a little more. Okay. I'll be right back in 2 seconds.
I will just take over. So what? what we had for dinner this evening. So we're at Belga, which is the, I think it's the only Belgian restaurant in Washington, D.C., on the famous 8th Street, Southeast, 20003, y'all. Shut up. And we're back here. We were just walking past Kamala's Fake House a minute ago. And we had the we had the wonderful opportunity. We met this amazing street officer, female street officer. And we're actually going to feature this lady on the Over Enthusiast. And she she just showed out for us, y'all. She did everything from dance the go-go to read, to verbalize parts of the Constitution. And one of the things I was saying to Nancy is about Black folks in D.C., they know their shit. You know, people here, this is the center of the world. This is the district. And for all its sham and drudgery, this is still the center right now of the world. Okay, so here comes, we're filming, Omar. So we want to tell you, someone very spicy is trying to enter the space. Omar, would you just say hi?
Omar, so I just met Omar today. He seems to have known Tabo for a long time. But he's a paisano para lo hondureño.
Yeah, you'll do this in Spanish.
Omar viene de El Salvador. You're an over enthusiast. Did you know that? You didn't know till just now.
Omar is an over enthusiast.
He is amazing. I just met him, but he's my brother now.
So this is what happens when you have a favorite restaurant in your home with relationships that you've cultivated over time. And I think the amazing thing about me being home, I've been home for less than 2 weeks, is that everybody who knows what happened 2.5 years ago when that fucker walked into my apartment, way before the flood, there was the guy that
walked up.
Yeah, and you know, I've said to Nancy before, those are details that nobody needs to hear. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The point is, I'm still here, which means Temple Jackson did try to open up a can of whoop ass on someone, and she survived. But that's why I left my home, you know, and then it was January 6th, which was just too much, and I needed a change. And then, of course, everyone knows, today's the 3-month anniversary since my home flooded.
And still you rise.
And still I rise. But the thing is, I had to come home. I didn't want to come home. But now that I am home, I realize this is where I needed to be.
Mm. It's up in alignment.
Oh, my God. It's so nice to be home, y'all. And I'm still going to Portugal. That's still going to happen. But you know what? What I know is that even if that doesn't happen the way I planned or the way I'd like to, I'm home. Yeah.
Well, we were talking about that too on the car ride. We talk about it a lot. Yeah. If y'all know me, I talk a lot. Y'all know that.
Yeah,
I got a lot of thoughts. So imagine two people who just won't shut up.
We're over enthusiasts.
The thing is this. Sometimes we plan something. So we, even today, like, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And then, well, sometimes you just got to go with the flow. Like, and that's okay. Because we always plan, like, or just have to go with the flow. Like, whatever.
Let it go.
It's not always going to be the way that you think.
Oh, can I give a shout out to my cousin, Christine?
Hi, Christine.
What's up, Kay?
Christine with a K?
Christine with a K.
I love it.
My beautiful cousin who looks, we look like sisters. And we found each other. She found me through Family Tree DNA. And she is my close relative.
I feel like Christine's with a K is like kind of cooler. Not cooler than the C's.
We're going to decide that Christine's with a K are cooler.
Yeah.
Okay, so folks, we got a bunch of people coming, and we know that we should probably start filming silently and then turn all this off.
Yeah, yeah. We
want to say bye.
Bye.
From the Over Enthusiast.